Now, War of the Worlds is back, with director Steven Spielberg in charge. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
As a boy growing up in the 1950s, Steven Spielberg was always watching the skies. He dreamed, he told friends, of being the Cecil B. DeMille of science fiction. Now, half a century later, Spielberg has kept faith with the boy he was. With War of the Worlds, he has made one of the best 1950s science fiction films ever. And that is no small thing.
They've been planning this for a million years. These are only the first. They'll keep coming.
Spielberg has come up with an impressive film that is disturbing in the way only creative science fiction can be. It's an old-fashioned film that uses the kind of uncanny special effects his predecessors could barely dream of. It's a film that may be even more disturbing than its creator intended or we've been expecting. While Spielberg has said that his focus is on a family coping with an alien invasion, this dynamic is the weakest link in his story.
Rachel?
Dad,
sweetheart,
it's really scary.
I need you to get your suitcase, the one that you brought, and bring it to me, okay? Can you just do that for me, doll?
Even with Tom Cruise as a less than perfect but still heroic father and the remarkable Dakota Fanning as his daughter, this film leaves us with a sense of the power of evil, not the strength of good. Spielberg makes impeccable use of special effects to make the pure fantasy of an alien invasion more believable than you'd think possible. His effects are the opposite of showy. They aspire to be ordinary by being horrors we sometimes feel we are spying out of the corner of our eye.
Feel that?
Feel that?
Yeah, I feel that.
Was it the subway?
It's the subway.
Half train, maybe?
That can't be the water main.
There's nothing else down there.
The water main doesn't run through here.
You feel that?
Well, there's something down there, and it's moving.
When the aliens finally leave their ships late in the film, they are sinister and repulsive, but they don't drop-dead terrify us the way the shark did in Jaws. Spielberg is older now, less interested in juvenile jolts. One of the scariest elements in War of the Worlds is how close to the surface panic and hysteria are in people. Steven Spielberg may actually have done his job better than he realizes. By showing us how fragile our world is, he raises, almost against his will, a most provocative question. Is the ultimate fantasy an invasion from outer space, or is it the survival of the human race?
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.